think it's very remarkable and inspiring how Joe and Simon, especially Joe, managed to stay alive, even though all of the odds were against them, and when you look at the circumstances that they were in. So I really understand why this story has become such a mountaineering legend, because it is really remarkable, and it's an extraordinary example of self-reliance, and that you're able to do much more than you know. You'll have to make decisions all the time, even though you won't get any further. And this extremely power and the force of will that they have, it's really inspiring. The word is inspiring, definitely. The reconstruction, I think it's good. But aren't the actors a bit too old for playing Joe and Simon in 1985? I thought they were 20 to 25 years old or something like that, but that's just a tiny detail. It's remarkable, and the fact that Joe is managed to stay alive, even though he were at the mountain for 7 days, and then the five of them or something like that, he had this badly broken leg, he was almost dehydrated, and he had frostbites all over his body. I think it's remarkable, really inspiring, and the fact that you'll have to make decisions all the time, because even though you won't get any further with your life, and I think you can use that sort of quote in your daily life, many situations. So I think that Touching the Void is a great movie, great reconstruction, and I'm glad that they made it, and the fact that you know beforehand when you're going to watch the movie that they're going to survive, I think you kind of like it. It's hard to believe what they're going through, that they manages to do it, and you know that they're going to survive. I think it's remarkable and great reconstruction. Yeah, as I just said. So cool story.